Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Debbie Monterey. More details emerging about the failure to sound tornado sirens last Friday.
Okay.
This is Stuart McMillan. SEMA's Sarah Russell on administrative leave after phone call audio was released between her and someone at the St. Louis City Fire Department the night of the deadly tornado. Russell appears to ask, okay, you got the sirens? And someone responds with, yes, ma'am.
Okay, you got the sirens. Yes, ma'am.
Fire Chief Dennis Jenkinson tells KMOX that that phone call was not enough to activate the tornado sirens.
It was not clear. It was incomplete. And it was totally disorganized.
And the person on the other end, someone in your department, do you know who that is? And did they push the button to your knowledge?
We weren't told to push the button or activate the system.
Even if the fire department had activated the sirens, they wouldn't have gone off because the computer console wasn't working. Chief Jenkinson says he doesn't know how long it had been broken, but that it was SEMA's responsibility to make sure it was operational.
I'm Michael Calhoun with word from Illinois on protections for warehouse workers the next time a tornado strikes. You'll recall the unusual December 2021 tornado in Edwardsville, which killed six people when it struck and toppled the Amazon warehouse there. State Representative Katie Stewart introduced a bill to force warehouse operators to have an emergency plan, which they'd also have to share with local first responders. It also says all facilities should have a shelter space that's able to withstand severe weather and hold everybody. Her bill has passed the State House and now moves to the Senate.
For those wanting to donate supplies or volunteer to help tornado victims, the parking lot of the O'Fallon Park YMCA is open from 10 until 3 daily, an effort coordinated by Action St. Louis.
Everybody is not good at the same thing. Everybody's ability is not the same. I do not expect you all to all be out here moving debris and shoveling and doing all of that.
Dozens of volunteers got their marching orders Wednesday as they prepared to head out to the tornado-ravaged streets of O'Fallon Park. Theodore Smith was going back for a second day.
People were appreciative, thankful. It was enjoyable to work with like-minded volunteers with things, and it did make the load a lot lighter.
Kristen Tarsala says seeing the help that California wildfire victims received inspired her to come out.
This is, you know, not to the same level of destruction, but quite similar. And so it was quite eerie feeling, you know, seeing all the homes that are down.
Brad Choate, KMOX News.
A man was taken into custody after a police chase ended with him in the Mississippi River. That chase crossed state lines and ended near a water treatment plant in Riverview. A 67-year-old Caseyville man died after being attacked by dogs Tuesday. Police say it was three pit bulls that attacked Kent Recklin around 2 in the afternoon. The dogs were taken to animal control. No charges have been filed yet. While in town for a tech convention, the head of the National Geospatial and Intelligence Agency noticed the heavy damage from Friday's tornado. Vice Admiral Trey Whitworth says the nearing completion NGA West complex in North St. Louis fortunately was not hit.
When we have this $1.7 billion federal infrastructure that went unscathed as a result, I'd like to think that it's a portion of St. Louis that becomes this sober representation of resilience and perseverance, and that we're going to survive.
Whitworth says the new NGA facility is opening September 26th. A teacher from Pattonville High School has been awarded the 30th Carol B. and Jerome T. Loeb Prize for Excellence in Teaching Science and Mathematics. Amy Schwendeman received the award at the St. Louis Science Center. The prize honors teachers who significantly enhance their students' performance in science and mathematics, although Schwendeman says her ultimate goal is for her students to leave her class with the confidence to embark on the next chapter of their lives. St. St. Louis University researchers are looking for a handful of volunteers who are willing to be infected with the influenza virus and then be closely followed to study their immune response.
This is a pretty unique study, says principal investigator Dr. Daniel Hoft, who's director of SLU's Center for Vaccine Development.
This new study is what's called a CHIM, or that's the acronym that stands for Controlled Human Infection Model, where we're going to be giving healthy volunteers influenza infection by an intranasal delivery.
Dr. Hoff says they plan to study the body's reaction to the flu virus, which may help them design better flu vaccines or better drugs to treat the flu. SLU is looking for 12 participants in good health between 18 and 45 who will need to stay at St. Louis University Salus Center for at least 10 days and will be compensated for their time. For more info, email vaccine@slu.edu. Fred Donovan, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local Podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.